is speaking about nightly. And the other is the subject of prasadam. As Sripad Madhav Maharaj explained this morning, one of the, or two, of the six loving exchanges with pure devotees, in order to increase our love and affection for them, is Bhunte Bhojayate Chaiva. That is, offering Mahaprasad to devotees and accepting their prasadi remnants. So, I would like to discuss those two, and excuse me for any imperfections. So, Gurudev often says in his classes, never eat prasadam. I've never eaten prasadam in my entire life, he says. I've only served prasadam. Because prasadam is Krishna himself. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Svalpa Punyam Vatarajan Vishvasho Naivajayate. We know the general translation of that prayer, that one who does not have sufficient pious activities on the background will not have faith in Mahaprasad, Govinda, his holy name, or the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Srila Gurudev gave a deeper meaning of that when I asked him about 4 years ago, what do you mean that we should serve prasadam and not eat prasadam? He said this prayer, which we should utter before honoring prasad each time. O Mahaprasad, you are not different from Radha and Krishna themselves. That means you are non different from all of their unlimited lila. You're not different from their holy name, which includes their unlimited lila. You're not different from the pure Vaishnavas, the pure devotees, who manifest in this world as Radhanuga Bhaktas, as Uttam Mahabhagavatas, and who manifest in the spiritual world as your associates to serve you in all those unlimited lilas. And you are none different from the pure Brahmanas. Therefore, you have the power to bless me with the same benediction that they can bless me with. That is, you can give Krishna prema. And within Krishna prema, you can give the highest prema, that is gopi prema. And on the other side, you can take away all my material desires, all my anartas, all the obstacles in my bhakti. So I'm praying to you that you will kindly do that. So this prayer is serving Mahaprasad, because it's recognizing who Mahaprasad is, not what Mahaprasad is, but who Mahaprasad is. If we think that we can eat prasadam, then we must be in the mood of Putana, who thought that she could devour Krishna just as she devoured so many little newborn babies. So not to eat. And we try to honor prasad, as in that same verse that Srila Gurudev and Sripad Madhav Maharaj discussed today, Dadati Pratigrinyati Bhutyam Akyati Prasthati Bhunte Bhojayate Jaiva Sadvadim Pratilakshanam. Prabhupada uses the word also honoring prasadam. He didn't use the word eating. So honoring prasadam means I'm honoring from some distance that those leelas and Radha and Krishna personally. And serving means that I'm actually spiritually perfected My spiritual body is developed, my siddha deha, and I'm actually serving Radha Krishna personally with my soul and serving in the lila. So on one side we should not eat prasad, but we should honor prasad and pray that one day we can serve prasad. It's explained in the 16th chapter of Antalila, when Mahaprabhu is taking Mahaprasad along with his associates in Jagannath Puri. He's saying that if one has ordinary sukriti, ordinary pious activities, if Mahaprasad won't come to him, or if it's passing in a row, he won't get it. Or even if he's tasting it, he won't taste it. Just like we're chanting Nam, Hari Nam, but we're not chanting Hari Nam. We're chanting offenses to Hari Nam. Similarly, we can only do offenses to Mahaprasad if we don't have sufficient sukritis and sanskars and purity from Guru Vaishnava Seva. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that one who cunningly and deceitfully tries to enjoy the taste of Mahaprasad is not having a connection with Mahaprasad in the real sense. Although he's becoming purified, he's at the same time committing offenses and has to reap those results, as one does when committing offenses to the Holy Name. Can somebody say something or ask a question now, because I have to drink some medicine. Did everybody hear his question?
I was speaking about in ISKCON we learned on our prasad seva prayer and you would actually offer pranam to prasad before taking and even before you get up and read for you to take the prasad. And I'm asking her to reconcile how that is not done in the Gaudiya Math situation.
There's nothing to reconcile because it is done in the Gaudiya Vedanta Samhita by those who are following the principle. That is, at the beginning of prasad, before honoring prasad, the devotees say the Mahaprasad Seva prayer and then Sarira Avijajal, which is in and of itself offering respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and the prasadam, glorifying the prasadam that, oh Lord, I've come to this material world with uncontrolled senses, and they're dragging me through different bodies. The tongue is the most uncontrolled, and Srila Prabhupada was even speaking that in some countries, like I think it's Korea, they have a big festival every year. All during the year they collect dead cats and dogs and they put it in a big pot. And after a year when all the juices come out, they have a big festival and drink it. And as Gurudev said the other day, the tongue, which although it has no backbone means there's something strong, and strong in a good sense. It has discrimination, determination, backbone to make the right decision. But the tongue has no backbone, and so it's flapping here and there, in and out, up and down and sideways. And the tongue is the source of all problems. He gave the example of Draupadi and Sita, because Sita accused Lakshman of being lusty for her, and Draupadi made fun of Duryodhana, so big wars were waged because of that uncontrolled tongue. Of course, this is Leela. They don't actually have uncontrolled tongues. But the tongue is the source of all problems in this world. So you, dear Krishna, have given us this nice prasadam to conquer over the tongue. So let us take this prasadam to our full satisfaction. I ask Gurudev, what does it mean when we say to our full satisfaction? Does that mean we cunningly and deceitfully try to enjoy the taste? He said, to our full satisfaction means so that we can develop prema. Let us take this prasadam in such a mood that we can develop prema bhakti, because only by prema bhakti can one feel satisfaction. Jayatma supersedati. Only by performing devotional service, ahoititi apritihata, without any motive and without any cause, because when there's a material cause for service, then, or material motive, then there's interruption. Then when that motive is fulfilled or not fulfilled, then the service stops. So when there's no cause and no interruption, only that type of service, which is prema bhakti, can fully satisfy the self. I asked Gurudev, maybe it was the second time that I met him. No, he asked me, that's right. I was introduced by my god sister to him as an international preacher. So he said, so, you're an international preacher. Can you explain this verse? And he said a verse from the second canto, first canto, second chapter, sixth verse. Savai pungsa paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokta jay. Ahoy tiki apriti hata jainatma supersedati. That is, as I just explained. So he said, can you explain what is causeless? I did the best I could, but number one, it was all intellectual without understanding, and two, it did not hit the point. So he said, Srimati Radhika sees that Krishna is associating in loving exchanges with other gopis, with her rival gopis. Her love should stop them, but in fact it increases. This is called causeless. It should stop, but it increases. So her love has no material cause, therefore no interruption, but always increasing. This is the definition of praying. When there is a cause for stopping, it rather increases. So this verse actually applies in its essence, essential sense, to the love of the gopis. So, why did I mention that? Right, full satisfaction. Jainatma supersedati. So this is what it means when we say, let us take this prasadam to our full satisfaction, means so that in such a mood that I will attain prema, and only by that prema will I be satisfied. So that means meditating properly on the prasadam, that this is actually Radha and Krishna's lila, that Srimati Radhika is cooking. That's another point. Not that, well, I have to go now and cook prasadam. Never. Rather, what interest does Krishna have in eating our preparation? He has interest, and he does regularly, daily, eat or honor or relish Srimati Radhika's preparation. I've never read in any lila that he's accepting the prasadam of a conditioned soul. So therefore, we pray, we know that Srimati Radhika only can cook for Krishna, and therefore Mother Yashoda invites her daily to go to Nanda Bhavan and cook for Krishna, along with her millions and billions of satis and mandris. And they all assist her in cutting up the preparations and getting spices ready and handing her utensils, reminding her of her different pastimes with Krishna, joking with her, fanning her, wood on the fire, or Srimati Radhika herself puts wood on the fire and does those other services. And simultaneously, on hundreds of stoves, Srimati Radhika, assisted by her sakis and maidservants, are cooking. So we don't think I'm going to cook prasadam for Krishna. Rather, I'm praying that Srimati Radhika will accept me someday, some lifetime, as her assistant in cooking for her. And we meditate while we're cooking on how she's actually cooking. In relation to bona fide justice, how she goes to Nanda Bhavan, how she's cooking, how she's being assisted, how she's thinking that, oh, when Krishna tastes this, he's feeling satisfaction. And because Krishna is controlled by her thoughts, because she is the major part of the Absolute Truth, Satvam Param, therefore Krishna is forced by her thoughts to act. That means he's already satisfied, just by her thinking, he's satisfied. And then when he actually relishes his purpose God later, after it's offered to his Shalagram Sila, his Narayan Sila, by Mother Yashoda's priests and Brahmins, when he tastes that prasadam, he's tasting all of her moods, all of her desires for future Leela, all of her remembrances of past Leela, all of her Mananatya Mahabhav, all of her ecstasies, her sentiments, her tears, her joys, her separation, her sense of meaning. This is what he's tasting. Because he's tasting this, and because Srimati Radhika is Shuddha Saraswati, we have one prayer. There are three or four prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva at the end of our Gaudiya Deepika's songbook, Mangala Charana Prayers. Towards the end of the second section, the prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva are there. One of those prayers we're not used to. Bhadisha Yasha Vadane Lakshmi Yasha Yavakshase. Bhadisha Yasha Vadane Lakshmi Yasha Yavakshase Yashaste Hridaye Samvit Tam Nrisingam Aham Bhaje. This is a particular Lord Nrisimhadeva. As Gurudev has explained, actually all names and all qualities and all incarnations are within Vrajendra Nandan Sri Krishna. And he lends them out to others. Actually, Nrisimhadeva is the name of Krishna, Vrajendra Nandan, Ananta, Balaram, all names. Chandra, the moon god, is actually Krishna's name, because Krishna is Manoharam. He's enchanting to all living beings. So the moon god, Chandra, he's the god of the moon, and the moon is the presiding deity of the mind. You know, on certain days of the moon, the mind is supposed to be a little poggled or a little crazy, and on certain days of the mind, of the moon. The mind is good. And where our moon is and is in our astrology controls our mind. So Chandra is the presiding deity of the moon and the mind. But Chandra, so he controls the mind. But Chandra is just a demigod. And really it's Krishna controlling the mind, enchanting the mind, Manohara. But he lends that quality of controlling the mind to Chandra. And therefore, at the end of the word clean is the Chandra Bindu, that dot, making the sound clean. So that M dot is called Chandra Bindu because Chandra, the moon god, is controlling the mind. And ultimately, that Chandra is Krishna, who is Manoharam, the enchanter of the mind. So, why did I say that? Because all names are Krishna's. So Lord Nisringadev is really Krishna. And that other Nisringadev, not other, but that partial Nisringadev, who has the form of a half lion, half man, he is partial. The full Nisringadev is Krishna. Badisha Vashya Vadane. That Badisha is Shuddha Saraswati, the original goddess of all learning wisdom. Yasya Vadane, she's always on his tongue. So that partial Lord Nisringadev has the blessings of his wife, Saraswati, and therefore he is so learned. The original Lord Nisringadev, Vrajendranandan and Sri Krishna, always has Shuddha Saraswati on his tongue. That's why he's so learned and he could speak Bhagavad Gita and so many other grunts. Because Shuddha Saraswati, Srimati Radhika, is on his tongue, is blessing his tongue. And in one form, he's blessing his tongue in the form of the Mahaprasad that he's tasting. And as Gurudev has explained last night, in the ninth verse of Venu Gita, what is that, ninth verse? Gopya kimacha rarayam kushalam suvenu damodaradara sudam api gopikanam. Damodaradaram adam adara sudam. Suda adara sudam. This nectar from Krishna's lips, which the flute is fully enjoying without leaving us gopis a drop. Why does that flute music, why does that nectar from Krishna's lips enchant the entire universe and make rivers go backwards? Make water turn into stone, make the ears of the cows come like cups, and so many other unnatural events, because Krishna has tasted Srimati Radhika's prasad. Therefore, his mouth is full now of nectar. So then, when Srimati Radhika, then when he's tasting, so many bhavs and sentiments come into his mind and his heart, and so many remembrances of Leela. So Radha and Krishna are meeting through that prasad, and all of their Leela are going on. Their Ras Leela, their Kunja Leela, all of their Leelas. And those very Leelas are on the plate. And when we clean the plate, we can pray that when will I be cleaning up after the Leelas? And sometimes perhaps find the broken garlands or, what is that thing? Ornaments of the divine couple and present it back to them or share it with their other associates. When will Nita Siddhadeya, Nita Siddhanam, Nitya Rupa Swabha San, and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Sharanagati, Desi Che, he prays, when will I be free from this gross material bodily conception of life? And when will I have my spiritual body? When will I have no other desire than this, so that my Gurudev and Vaishnavas and Gornitai and Radha and Krishna will bless me by giving me my spiritual body and my spiritual name and my spiritual form? So, when will I serve prasadam? So, this is taking prasadam and then offering. When I'm preparing, I'm thinking that I'm not preparing, Radharani is preparing, and my Gurudev, as it's explained in the song Bhajabaka Chabat Sala Sri Guru Hari, that after Srimati Radhika takes the remnant of Krishna's prasad, then her sakis are served. Sometimes the sakis take with Radhika, and they're all served by the mandiri. Or sometimes Radha and Krishna take together, then the sakis are served by the mandiris, and then they serve themselves. So my Gurudev is one of them. When will I understand this? And so when will I be able to serve him prasadam in that way? And in the meantime, I'm offering him the prasadam in his sadhaka form. When Sri Padmada Maharaj was translating one of the pranam slok, pranam mantra of Srila Gurudev, because he wrote it, so he's the best person to translate it, he said the last line is from the first verse. Narayanam tam sirasam namami. Narayanam tam sirasam. Sirasam means body or form. One of his forms is as Narayan Maharaj. And I offer my obeisances to he who has unlimited qualities. But he has other forms also. That's hiddenly indicated by the word Narayanam tam sirasam, means one of his bodies is. But he has that other body, some Gopikabha Jadashaisthanayantikesi. He also has that body as an associate of Srimati Radhika. So actually, to honor and serve prasad is a very high thing. And we can't do it now, at least I can't. So we pray to. And that is in itself, in and of itself, an offering of obeisances and prayers to the Mahaprasad. So first, in the Gaudiya Vedanta Samhita, they utter Mahaprasadi Govinde. On non-Akadasi days, they utter Sarira Avidyajal. Following that, they utter the Jayadwani prayer, Jai Sri Sri Guru Guranga. Generally, they go up to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and then Mahaprasad Seva Ki Jai. So there's quite a lot of obeisances. I, as a gross materialist, find myself going like that, waiting. But they just know that what's the use without these prayers? Because I'm just stored cunningly and deceitfully trying to enjoy Krishna, not thinking that it's Krishna, but it's just some taste, and then I'm committing offenses, and I'm not making so much benefit. Therefore, so many prayers and so many obeisances, that, oh, Srila Prabhupada, please help me to taste this prasadam, to serve this prasadam, to honor prasadam as it really is. Oh, Srila Gurudev, oh, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all of our Guru Vardhya, please help me. Yes? Louder?
This is another thing that was told to the ISKCON, but we were told that the reason we didn't sing Sari Rana Vidyajal is because we didn't take the prasad to our full satisfaction. but under this understanding, with our full satisfaction to achieve Prema Bhakti, why is it we don't spend the Sarira?
We do.
On a Kodashi day.
Because the word Anna is there twice, and Anna means grain. So we're not taking grains today. So everything will be included within Mahaprasada Govinda. Yes. Any other questions at this point? Okay. Any other questions about Prasadam? Louder?
Well, if we don't have the qualifications to get a Mahaprasada properly, then what about when we're given the Prasadam to those